Welcome, welcome to the podcast. You are listening to Girl Meets Girl Podcast, a podcast about choosing happily ever after. Ding! Visit us on our website at girlmeetsgirl.net and or girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com.
This is episode number 114, titled, What Do We Need? This is part two in a three-part series that we're kicking off the year with. In the spirit of all these New Year's resolutions and goal setting that people focus on. And we think that's a good thing, you know?
Yes, we do.
To renew and revive.
We do.
But we think there's a better way. Instead of focusing on what you want, which is where most people are, you know, all these self-help systems and success systems start. What you want. Figure out what you want and then make a plan and then just do it. We're focusing more on what you need.
Interesting.
Just think that's a more empowering, more wise way to do it, I think. So we'll talk about that, the second of these three things that we think all of us need as human beings. And also in this episode, more on how you can help keep your brain in shape in this new year and beyond. Yep. So my name is Toast.
And this is Sienna. Didn't we do that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
We need brain help.
Yeah, we need our help. Okay. So, and if we like somehow randomly throw in things that have to do with being Asian or vegetarian or a culture from Hawaii, it's because that's our background. We're lesbian Asian vegetarians from Hawaii.
Well, we're vegan.
Mostly vegan.
Let's claim it. Claim veganhood.
Veganese.
Mm-hmm. We're lesbian veganese. And those are the questions.
What do you need?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need? Okay. Well, last episode, we said the first need was to feel special, to feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two important ways. Both are necessary. Both are needed. The first way of feeling special that's needed is to feel anointed. In other words, just...
Explain that to the people.
In other words, it doesn't have to be a religious thing. It could be, but it's just that sense of intrinsic worth, feeling valued and feeling loved simply for existing, just because you are who you are. Not for anything you do, not for anything you could accomplish or get done or help somebody through.
Because you exist.
Because you exist and because of who you are. So that's anointed. And the other way was to feel special because you are accomplished, because of what you have earned and worked for and achieved. You know, One could be seen as, oh, you know, you only like me because I can do certain things. But I think people, we need to feel valuable because we can do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So both of those.
But I think the former enhances the latter.
Yeah. And I think it's important to have both.
Yes.
We have to
nice and balanced.
Feel both anointed and accomplished.
Because we don't want to just feel anointed and then just sit around and do nothing.
Right. Because that develops a
How
sense
do we
of,
have self-esteem?
A sense of entitlement. And basically being a spoiled brat. Really? You know? Okay.
Really?
Anyways, so that's the first thing, to feel special by feeling anointed and accomplished.
Okay.
And the second thing that we need is a sense of mystery, a sense of excitement and discovery.
Yes.
Yes. A sense of the unknown and adventure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And
for sure.
I mean, that's why people don't want to know the endings of movies, or they don't want to know what the score of the game was. They want to experience the game on TV or whatever, right? Because they recorded it. But the whole draw of it is not knowing the end.
Yeah.
Same thing with gambling. You're taking a risk. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, same thing with what's happening on Facebook.
Right.
What's the latest thing?
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, news sites.
Even the reality shows.
Right. What's going to happen in the end?
Yeah.
And that's what keeps us coming back for more.
Or even TV addiction.
Right. Even, to get more serious, even affairs.
Absolutely.
I think people, yes, they do get off on feeling special. Mm-hmm. Right? Because mm-hmm. they don't feel special in the relationship they're in, so they go off and have an affair because the affair makes them feel special. But I think also the affair gives a sense of adventure. Mm-hmm. Right?
So
ooh, it's risky.
Right. So if you cultivate and fulfill this need of having a sense of mystery, excitement, and discovery, if you take care of that, then maybe it would be safe to think that if that need is fulfilled, then you won't be looking for it in other ways.
Exactly. You won't feel like, oh, bored in your relationship or bored in your living situation or your career or your role.
You know, people say that. Don't they say that a lot? Like, what? Oh, I'm bored in my relationship. I mean, I never say that. But you hear that a lot. You know,
that's the reason for, I think, yeah, people going off and...
But that's the thing. See, people, we need to keep it alive.
Exactly. Keep it going. People don't realize...
You have to work at it.
But see, that's the thing. I think people, when we start off, you know, setting goals in the old preached about way of like, figure out what you want, you're not thinking like, oh, I want a sense of adventure. You're thinking, oh, I want to be able to travel the world, or I want a $1 million in the bank, or I want a kick-ass body, or whatever it is, right? Mm. People think they want those things, but really what they want, or what they need...
Is to feel special.
Is to feel special, and this sense of adventure, and they think those things will get it. Yeah. So,
that's so true.
Just looking around and seeing what kind of human behavior is just rampant. Mm-hmm. And that's evidence of what we need as human beings.
Yes.
And if we can harness that need and channel it in a way that's healthy for us, we'll be happier, well-rounded people.
And I think the whole holiday thing too, that's what it fulfills.
Excitement, you mean? Or mystery? And
yeah, some drama.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
a little
I
bit
agree.
Of drama, just I like, agree. You know, how much can I get done in these 2 weeks
right,
or whatever.
Right, true.
Yeah.
And I think too, the whole, if we're taking the holidays, I'm going to talk about Christmas because that's what most people, I guess, that's what the most prominent holiday in this time that we just came out of. I mean, there's that whole sense of the story of Christmas. The mystery and the beauty and the transcendence of it, right? Having that moment, having the setting be so ethereal.
I think we need beauty.
I would say beauty is a part of this.
Would you?
Because beauty is mysterious.
Because I think I need beauty. Like I need my well filled by something visually just beautiful. Like whether it's plants or scenery or something that brings out this, because beauty to me brings a sense of gratitude and appreciation and
it connects us with
spirit,
the transcendent.
Yeah. It's like, wow, that was, and especially if it's beauty from nature, it makes me really feel like, wow, God made that.
Yeah.
Like, wow, look at that color. You know,
yeah. Like I live in a world where this exists. Yeah. I exist alongside of this.
Like, remember that time we were leaving early in the morning and we saw the moon?
Mm.
Oh my God. Okay, you folks. So we live near the ocean and, you know, it was a full moon. And I mean, we rarely see the moon when it's so close to the horizon, right?
And it was on the water.
Oh, and the moon was orange and it was gigantic. And that was incredible. It was like, oh my God, look at the moon. Mm-hmm. That was just beautiful. And in fact, what I loved was we had to go do something. And so when we got there, Toast went to go do her thing. And I was in the parking lot of this place. And I saw a guy, you know, he was probably going to work or something. He had a backpack. I saw him do a double take at the moon.
Mm.
And he stopped to get his camera out
That's
to take
so
a
cool.
picture. And I loved witnessing him do that because it was seeing someone else appreciating it,
yeah.
being touched and being moved by it. And I loved that.
Yes. I love that too. That is cool.
Yeah, beauty.
Mm. But you notice even beauty, the reason I guess I would put beauty in this category, mm-hmm. or maybe this could be just like how feeling special had two parts to it, mm-hmm. anointed and accomplished. Maybe this part, the mystery, would be excitement and beauty, or adventure and beauty.
Okay.
Because I think both of them are mysterious, mm-hmm. right? There's a mystery to a sense of excitement and adventure because you don't know what's going to happen. But I think there is a sense of mystery to beauty as well,
mm-hmm.
because there's no explaining.
You can't explain beauty. Yeah. I mean, and it's so subjective,
right?
You know, someone thinks, yes. you know, like, wow, this is beautiful to one person. It may not be to another.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's such a personal thing, you know, beauty.
Whether a thing is beautiful or not depends on what you as a person bring to the experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can look at one thing or a person. You can look at a person one day and they're just take your breath away. And, you know, they're so beautiful. And you can look at them in another time and not see anything.
Well, you're not talking about me.
You know what I mean.
You're talking about me in the morning?
No. You know what I mean, though, right?
Yeah, I do.
And I think that's what happens in relationships, too.
Right?
When people first get together, it's like, oh, my gosh, this person is just
you know
the
what?
World.
Yeah.
And then they get used to it. They get used to it. There's no
they
sense
take
of...
take them for granted.
There's no sense of mystery.
They're predictable.
There's nothing new. And then it's like, ah, well, whatever.
So you got to throw your dyke a curveball every now and then. Grab that ball and throw it.
All right. So yeah, that's the second thing that I think we need.
Yeah, for sure.
Mystery.
And you know what,
excitement,
too?
Excitement, adventure, beauty.
I think we need to do a podcast on relationships.
Oh, we need to do a whole year's worth of podcast on relationships.
Because, you know, just talking about this, mm-hmm. you know, taking your partner for granted mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've heard people say before, like, oh, but it should be easy. That's how you know it's the one. It should just flow and be easy. I don't necessarily agree with that. You got to work. You got to work at it. Like anything. You know, you work to keep your health up.
Right.
You work to keep your relationship healthy.
Right.
You
right.
work to keep a sense of mystery. You work to make them feel special.
Right.
You know, all those things.
Yeah. Maybe it's different for different people. But yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I feel like our relationship has
definitely
taken work.
Yeah. And I've had a flowing relationship and that person wasn't the one.
Hmm.
And it flowed right. and it was easy. And right. it was like, oh, wow, I don't need to do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we respected each other and all that kind of stuff. But it
was
wasn't
healthy.
The one.
Healthy
it was
enough.
Healthy.
Healthy
it was,
enough,
yeah.
right?
Yep. But maybe it lacked excitement. See, maybe arguments provide a sense of excitement.
That's true. I think you have a point. That's true.
You need
a little bit
of everything.
Not saying that that arguments should be the source of excitement. I think there's other ways to bring excitement to a relationship besides arguing.
Like sex.
Right? Like trips.
I said sex.
Oh. I said trips. Okay. But yeah, okay. So how to harness this need, this human need for mystery and excitement, adventure and beauty. How to take that need and help yourself out with it instead of be a slave to it.
Yes.
Because you can take that need, knowing that you need this, go ahead and put yourself out there and sign yourself up for a class to learn something new.
Mm.
Or go make plans to visit a museum or a park or some kind of experience that you've mm-hmm. never been to before. Put yourself in a new situation that's going to require you to engage in a new way, to be alert. And you're going to experience, you know, some excitement, some mystery.
And talk to strangers.
Or to people that you just know by face. Right? Go out of your way to engage them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you never know, you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't. You don't.
Yeah. And you could even just take a new route when you drive to work. Just take a slightly different way or, you know, wear something that you normally don't wear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't need to go all crazy with the fishnet stockings or anything. But, you know.
Whoa.
Just.
Fishnets.
Or you could. I don't know. I mean, you know. But, or just try new foods. Buy new produce. Maybe some blueberries for your brain.
Yes.
Right? If you're not used to that.
We covered blueberries for the brain last podcast. Yep. Yeah.
So, anyway. Just that.
Today, when I went to do some shopping for us, I went to the local drugstore,
mm-hmm.
and the clerk there, he's always so polite. You know that guy?
Yeah, he's
always so polite. And I guess they have to always upsell.
It's very cordial. But he does it in such a pleasant, gracious way. I love it.
He really does. Yeah, he has a handle on his emotions. It's incredible. He's such an example. But he was saying, and I have some candy and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, I know you're always telling me about that candy. That's what I told him.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
And it really broke him down in a way where he just laughed and he just relaxed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, because I was just poking fun, right? Just making fun.
Yeah.
You're always telling me about that candy. Because he is. Right, every time we're there, he's telling us about that candy.
Right. I know.
And he goes, I know. I already told you that so many times. And I said, and I told him, you know, and I've had too much candy because the holidays.
Okay. You told him that.
Yeah. And he goes, then he said, I know, me too. He said, just this morning, I wasn't going to buy candy. But it's 75% off for us. I ate candy this morning. And so we just had this very light conversation about candy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when I left, I felt better.
Right.
And he felt better. I mean, he was smiling.
Isn't that interesting?
Less robotic, you know?
Right.
As polite as he is, he gets a little, you know.
It's a routine.
Yeah, it's a routine
him. To tell every customer about the candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's not a bad thing in itself.
It's not.
But.
And
little excitement there.
Yeah. And the last time I saw him, he was telling me about a Danish that he was saving to eat so that he could watch watch his football game and eat this Danish, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remembered that. And so I said to him, well, then no more Danishes for you. And he was shocked that I remembered.
Mm.
You know, he was like, who are you, a spy? Like the way he looked at me, and then I felt like a creepo, right? Like, oh, geez, maybe I remember
you creepy
too much.
Perv.
So he said, he goes, oh, I'm safe from the Danishes. He said, I still haven't gone grocery shopping. He goes, so I probably won't get any. Hmm. So I'm like, okay, yeah. You can get them next time. He's like, yeah.
So, you know,
just a little conversation.
Yeah. A little break,
little
from
mystery,
the,
little excitement,
a slight little break from the routine. I mean, that's what vacations are, right? You take yourself out of the environment. It's not just a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not really a vacation unless you leave where you normally are.
And you know what, too? Now that I think of it. Okay, so I did errands today, obviously, because I told you about that story. And I'm going to tell you another story. So went to Trader Joe's today, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was subject to what I was with, you know, at the drugstore to that man.
Okay.
A Trader Joe's worker came up to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I was just, you know, you pretty much, you know, at a grocery store, nobody really, you're just kind of on your own.
Right.
It's fine.
Mind your own business.
Yeah. Doing your own shopping.
Make your own selections.
A girl came up to me and said, are you finding everything okay?
Standard question.
This kind of young girl that I've seen many times there.
Okay.
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 And I was shocked because no one really asks me anything. Thing there. They normally just ask you at the checkout, did you find everything today?
Yes.
Whatever, right?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Yes,
or whatever.
I see. Yeah.
So I was shocked because I was at the I was buying frozen blueberries, actually. That's what I was doing. And so I was just kind of, you know, taken back. So I just stopped what I was doing and I said, you know, I am. Thanks. And then she's like, oh, good. And she was just kind of standing there. And I noticed that she's kind of snuffy.
Okay.
So I said to her, I said, you have a cold? And she goes, oh, yeah, gosh, you know, I'm getting over this cold. I had it since blah, 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 blah. And she was just talking up a storm.
Hmm.
Okay. And then so I said what I could say. And then she was still standing there. And then I thought, is she gay?
Right. That's what I was wondering.
I was like, is she? Because I had the gay vibe about her, from before when she was at the checkout.
All right.
But now she's roaming the aisles, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm going, I wonder if she's gay and she's seen us before.
Right.
And she's just going, hey, hi.
Right.
Because she didn't talk to anybody else. Like after she left, because okay. I had to cut it off already, you know. So I said to her.
Blueberries are melting in the basket.
So I said to her, I said, well, you know, I hope you feel better. And she goes, oh, thanks. And then she walked away. And there were a lot of people in this Frozen, but she just walked. She turned around and walked that whole aisle without asking anybody. And she just disappeared.
Because she just cared if you were finding everything okay.
I think she might have been doing gay bonding.
Yeah. Which we need. We gay people, we need that.
Yeah.
So
she did a little sparkly eyes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Which might have been a tip off.
Yeah. Did she have with her the Human Rights Campaign Buyer's Guide for 2010?
She didn't. Okay. But she might have that app on her iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't know. No buttons, you know, because Trader Joe's, I don't know what they can wear, what they're allowed to wear, you know.
Right.
Looked I for bet she was. Stickers, looked for, you know,
she
I couldn't
probably
find.
Was. Yeah, she probably is gay.
Yeah.
So don't.
I'll point her out next
offer,
time.
Yeah, don't offer any sort of identifying details describing her in this podcast, though, because that would be outing her.
Right.
On a podcast.
Right. Anyways, I don't know what we're talking about now because I just went off on some errand stories.
Those are pure everyday examples of a little bit of newness.
Yes.
A little bit of excitement.
Yeah, a little bit of newness.
Adventure.
That's true.
Okay. So that's the second thing that we need.
All right. And stay tuned for the third thing.
Which will be in the next episode next week. But for now, let's move on to how to keep your brain in shape.
All right. So in the last episode, we talked about a whole list of foods that help your brain revive itself, stay healthy, become fortified and strong.
Because with a healthy, snappy brain, you'll be able to focus on what you need.
So true.
And your goals.
So true. But more than anything else, though, you know, we were just talking about how you can help your brain nutritionally, because a lot of times, you know, New Year's resolution, we talk about the things we can't eat, blah, 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 blah. So that's why we wanted to start with the food first. But there are a lot of things, other things we can do to keep our brain healthy and to also prevent Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
Okay. Which start is all now. Brain related. It's very brain related. Yeah. Okay. There's so many things, but here are just a few things. The first thing I'm going to start with is new learning, because we just came from talking about newness and having new adventures and things like that. So new learning, 15 minutes a day, helps your brain.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And what we mean by new learning is it has to be new to you. So for example, if you're a chef and you're learning new recipes, that's not really going to keep your brain
okay, that doesn't
healthier.
Count.
It's not going to keep it healthier than it already is.
Okay.
What's going to keep it healthier is if you're learning something that's new to you.
Ah.
So maybe for the chef, learning martial arts.
How to play guitar.
You know, something different. Yeah, something different. It has to be new to you.
Okay.
And because it's new to you, you're actually creating new connections in the brain.
Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of like brain aerobics.
Yes.
Like you have to coordinate, aerobics. Right? Yes. Like you're trying to do aerobics and.
Right. Totally.
I'm
totally
really bad
true.
At aerobics.
Yeah. So that. And since you're speaking of aerobics, exercise is also another super important thing, because it's bringing oxygen. It's oxygen to the brain. It's circulation to the brain. It's keeping the brain so healthy.
Mm.
And you want to choose not only aerobic exercise, but exercise that also involves coordination.
Okay.
Which is most things.
Right,
but
like aerobics.
Yeah, well, I guess traditional aerobics, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone really does that anymore.
I
you're
don't
talking
know
about
either.
Like 80s style, right?
Right, like you have to touch your right elbow to your left knee and that sort of thing, right? That's probably why Tai Chi is really good too, for like they say for seniors, right? That's a really good exercise because it does take body coordination. You have to make certain movements and I don't know, just a theory.
Sleep. Now, if you're getting 6 hours or less, you're harming your brain.
Wow.
So you want to get more than 6 hours.
Okay.
Okay. On a regular basis. Now, we say eight, right?
Right.
But, you know, some days you can't get enough sleep.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can't. Yeah. Then check it, you know, like check how long, how much sleep you can get and see if what you have, like if you have a late night out, see if you can at least sleep a little more than 6 hours.
Okay.
See what you can afford to not do that next day.
Okay.
To get that extra sleep in, because less than 6 hours, you're hurting your brain.
Okay.
Now another thing, and this is really obvious, but I just have to say
it. But you need
it.
To say it because I have no idea what it is.
Avoid toxins.
Okay.
Okay. So toxins.
So don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Okay.
Right.
Rethink
your. Oh, yeah,
that was
the ad, right? This is your brain. This is your brain on
brain
drugs.
Brain on drugs, yeah.
Yeah.
And also rethink your alcohol consumption. Like if you're going to a party and stuff like that, really decide for yourself, is this worth hurting my brain over?
Because alcohol
hurts your
brain.
It's a toxin.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, really rethink it. And for people who are drinking that red glass of wine a day, also rethink that. Maybe you don't need to have it every single day. And do you have a cholesterol issue to begin with?
Because that's what red wine is supposed to help.
Yeah, and your heart,
lower,
you know.
Cholesterol.
Yeah. Okay. You know, but just to rethink that. And, you know, of course, we're talking about like excess alcohol consumption.
Okay.
But even if you do have one night out in the whole year where you've gotten drunk and it's still toxic. And it's still hurting your brain.
Okay.
So that's why you want to do the things like eat the blueberries and all that stuff to keep it healthy so it can, you know, revive itself.
Okay.
And some other things, avoid toxic fumes. That's something that I think we don't really, I think that's really underrated.
Like we're not aware of that.
We're not too.
That's not a category we think in when we think of toxins. We think of alcohol or smoking.
Right. And I know, yeah, like, so if you're around someone who's smoking, you know, a lot of times you're like, whoa, you know, and you want to get away from the smoke. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. But we're also talking about things like if you get your nails done all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The fumes of that. They say that people who work in those professions have high incidence of like brain dysfunction because of inhaling all those fumes.
Wow.
So that's something. And it doesn't mean to not do it. It means to, okay, if you're going to get your nails done or you're going to do them yourself, be in a well-ventilated area. It's stuff like hairsprays, you know, and making sure you're in a well-ventilated area. So it's fumes. And also too much caffeine, which I think we covered a little bit of because it's a diuretic.
Yes.
It's also not allowing your brain to be hydrated. But just two last important things. Take a multivitamin.
Okay.
And take your omega-3 oils.
Okay.
So omega-3 oils are really, really important because that's the oil that keeps the brain cell lubricated. It's actually the lining of the brain cell.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that you have that in your diet.
Okay. So it doesn't get all dried up.
Yeah, right. And it can function properly. Okay. It's
That's
about
right.
lubrication.
That's
it's
right.
about, you know, being able to be, you know, have all of that juice.
Yeah. Like we've heard about that, how it's like, you know, fat itself is not bad because your brain needs fats, right?
Your brain
this is what you're
fats.
Talking about.
It's the brain cell lining made up of its fat. Mm-hmm. And again, I forgot
fat.
To right omega-3 oils. Okay, now people can get it from salmon. We don't eat salmon. People can get it from other kinds of fish oils. We don't eat fish oils. So we would recommend flaxseed oil. Okay, that has your omega-3s. Also, if you want to just get it from a food directly, then Well, flaxseed is a food that you can get it from directly. But don't forget to grind your flax seeds because your body can't break down that outer
hull.
Yeah. So make sure you do that. But other foods that have high omega-3 oils, avocados and walnuts.
Okay. Okay. That's why those foods were on that list.
On the brain list, okay. Right.
Got it.
So make sure that you are doing that. And so we wanted to recommend, we're just going to share with you the two vitamins that we take that we just talked about, the multivitamin. We take one by Garden of Life called Raw One. It's a vitamin made up of raw food sources. And it's also great because it has a lot of your good vitamin D3 that we talked about in other podcasts that help your immune system and so many other things. Another vitamin as far as getting in your omega-3s is a flaxseed oil. It's an organic oil in a capsule that we take. And it's by Health from the Sun. We're going to have links to these vitamins on the show notes, girlmeetsgirlpodcast.com. And if you want to, you can purchase it. Actually, we hope that if you decide you want to purchase these vitamins, that you will go through iHerb.com. Girl Meets Girl is an affiliate of iHerb, which just means that every time a purchase is made with our special code, which happens to be GIR278, GIR278, we get a portion of your purchase, which just helps the podcast to keep going and for the expenses that it takes to run this podcast. So anyways,
and you get a little discount.
Yeah, and you get a discount. So you will get $5 off your order. And even if you decide to not choose these two products, there are so many different nutritional products on that iHerb site. And maybe there's something there for you. So,
and we've used them ourselves for years. And we have been
for years.
Very
oh,
impressed.
Them. Yes. Yes, yes, them, yes. So. And what's so fun, too, this is mystery and excitement. You can go to, if you click on the link free, there are things that they really have that's free.
It's at the very top in the middle of their website. It's in orange.
Yes. And if you're placing an order, click on that link and decide what items you might want to try. And they have so many different things. The last thing that we tried or that I tried from them is the green tea skincare. It's a natural anti-aging cream. And they have some samples available for free. And it was excellent. And I plan on buying actually a full-size tube of that. They have like a free pill container to keep all your vitamins organized. So there's lots of things. There's literature, but it's a wonderful, wonderful resource and a great way to also try certain products that you might not consider trying if you had to buy it. So make sure that if you make a purchase there that you get some free stuff too.
Okay. Well, that concludes this episode 114
of the Girl Meets Girl podcast. I don't think so.
No, no. What? What?
Okay, we just got to tell them about the macadamia nuts.
Oh, okay, okay.
I can't believe
this. Here comes the,
actually, I can.
Here comes a little Hawaii stuff. Wait, wait, wait. We got to have music for this.
Yes. Okay,
now
everyone,
you can go.
Sit down for this one, okay?
News from the islands.
Yes.
Of Hawaii.
So, if you are a spam lover.
Spam lover lover.
If you are a macadamia nut.
Macnut lover, lover lover.
You will now be overjoyed because Hamakua Coast macnuts.
Or something like that.
Something
I don't know.
Like that.
I never, Hamakua was it? Plantation. Was it? Hamakua Plantation.
Anyways, okay. So one of Toast's friends recently came back from Hawaii and showed her this can of mac nuts that he brought back from Hawaii.
And it said something like macadamia nuts with spam.
And spam.
And it was like a little, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Mauna Loa macadamia nuts. But they have those
little tin can.
Little canisters with the
pop top.
Yeah, the plastic cover. And but this one was Hamako Plantations, and it said with spam. And I told my friend, I was like, is this a joke? What do you mean with spam? I opened it up, and there, sitting in that little can, macadamia nuts with this red pinkish powder on it, which I had to assume was some
spam
kind
spice,
of
spam spice, spam spice,
dehydrated
spam bits,
spam flake powder. being the vegetarian that I am, I did not try one.
Did he try
but
it?
I had to come home immediately and tell Sienna all about it. No, at the time, my friend had not tried it yet either. Because he said his stomach wasn't feeling really settled yet anyway. Ugh. So if he had macadamia nuts and spam, who knew what would happen? That would be too much excitement and adventure.
Okay, so as gross as that is, I love it because let me tell you why.
We love the idea of it. You're not going to try it either.
I'm not trying. No.
But you love
the idea of
it. No,
I'm not trying it. I'll never try it. But ooh. I love that. That's our Hawaii people.
That's right.
Our people do things like that. Like we're such Hawaii, such food people. Like everyone says, oh, their culture is just, every culture is a food culture. And yeah.
I would say that's true.
That's true. But Hawaii, just they take it to that different level.
They take it to the spam level.
Yeah, they're like, they are into the excitement and mystery. Because only in Hawaii will you find dried squid dipped in chocolate.
Right.
Did we shock some listeners? I think we might have shocked some
listeners. Yeah, they think it's a joke.
Ika.
In chocolate.
So it's dried cuttlefish, which I used to eat when I...
Me too.
Oh,
yeah. I used to, yeah.
But it's dipped, one end is dipped in chocolate.
And people pay money for it.
Yes. 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 But, you know, Hawaii has something because, okay, this is what I saw too recently.
Okay.
Okay. I saw chocolate covered potato chips.
Okay.
At Trader Joe's. Okay.
Really?
But I have to tell everyone that millions of years ago, Hawaii started the chocolate-covered potato chips. Because salty, crunchy, and sweet
great.
Go together.
That's a really good...
Yeah. It does go together.
Yes, yes.
And it was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So millions of years later, we zoom up to today, Trader Joe's is catching on. Took them that long, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So who knows where this spam thing will lead? But with that information, let's choose blueberries. Let's choose walnuts.
Yes.
Let's choose walnuts. Let's choose avocados, spinach, and broccoli. Mm.
For real. For
all
real,
those
bro.
Wonderful
yeah, yeah.
Brain.
That's right.
Boosting foods.
Yeah.
Make a smoothie from frozen organic blueberries.
Blueberries
if they're
and
not
bananas
in season,
and
get
almond
some
milk. Oh, yeah.
Yes, fabulous.
And a little drop of vanilla, extract. Mm. No, not good?
Maybe.
See,
maybe.
Sienna is really the
maybe,
chef.
Maybe. Okay, but anyways, so choose those brain-boosting foods.
Okay. All right. So thanks for listening, everyone. Girl
and listen
girl.
To the next podcast for the third of our three-part series.
Yes, the third
and what
thing that
we need.
So thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening. And check us out also on Podcast Alley. If you like our podcast, vote for us.
We have We have a link so you can cast your vote for Girl Meets Girl.
Podcast.com.
So we'll see you online. GirlMeetsGirl.net, GirlMeetsGirlPodcast.com. My name is Toast.
And this is Sienna. And thanks so much for listening.
Have a great week.